Moments of Oblivion, written by Dismo and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. The wheel of time turns, and ages come and pass, leaving memories that become legend. Legend fades to myth, and even myth is long forgotten when the age that gave it birth comes again. In one age, called the Third Age by some, an age yet to come, an age long past, a wind rose deep in the isle waste. The wind was not the beginning. There are neither beginnings nor endings to the turning of the wheel of time. But it was a beginning. The wind pushed its way through mountains, crags, and canyons, and then flew easily across sandy desert plains before arriving in an unlikely city. Ruedan had been uninhabited for a very long time. But water had finally arrived into this desert wasteland, and with it came inhabitants, for the first time in long memory. And one man was responsible for the large desert lake that carried the water. Rand Althor stood at a window overlooking the city, lost in his own mind. The gentle strains of the bard harp behind him almost completely escaped his notice. He knew he would be taking leave of Ruedan sooner rather than later, and he would be taking a very large number of Aiel with him over the Dragon Wall. How many, though, was still unknown. The Shido, of course, were a lost cause. 6 clans had already agreed to follow him. It was the rest of them that had yet to fall where they would. The clan chiefs he had met with seemed to think they would come, but assurances were not the same as proof. He hoped they were right. He needed as much support as he could find, whatever support he could find. He turned from the window after a moment, looking then at the source of the soft music, his own personal gleeman. He would laugh if the knowledge in the laughter would not just make him weep. Jacin Nathael, the gleeman, not the Jacin Nathael at all. Not much a gleeman, either. Asmodian. He had one of the Forsaken sitting in his service. If anyone that passed by the man on a daily basis to talk to Rand had any idea, they wouldn't hesitate to kill him. And probably Rand, too. He knew that he would think himself a dark friend on account of the man if he didn't know better. But Forsaken or not, if he didn't want to die from attempting to learn how to use Sidon on his own, he needed the man. Light burn him for it. And that wasn't even to mention how the man had gotten into his service in the first place. A gift from Lanfear. As if Asmodian himself wasn't bad enough, that almost made it worse. It wasn't until he noticed that the music had stopped, and that Nathael was looking at him oddly, his head tilted near sideways, that he realized that he was scowling. He schooled his face to calmness again. "Is something the matter?" Asmodian asked, breaking the silence. Rand shook his head. "No, my mind was just wandering. It was nothing."
"Obviously not nothing, to cause that expression."
He plucked a few low notes on the harp.
"It is no business of yours anyway, Nathael."
"Of course not," he said blandly. After a short pause, he then continued.
"You do know that I am fully in your camp, I hope. I really have no choice in the matter, especially after you..." He grimaced, letting his sentence trail off.
"Yes," said Rand sharply.
He had cut his bonds to the Dark One. And from what Asmodian had said, even if he did manage to leave, the little... and poor teaching he had given Rand already marked him for a betrayer's death. The man was stuck with him by circumstance, just as Rand was stuck with him by necessity. Circumstance or not, he was not about to let him leave.
"Is there any more you can tell me about the Forsaken?"
Asmodian sighed then, playing a short repetitive tune.
"I have told you everything I know, again and again. Do you honestly think that we would meet for weekly tea parties? If you ask me again, I will tell you the same thing I have told you before, and you will accomplish nothing except for frustrating both of us.
Rand grunted. What good are you?
Not terribly much, as I could have told you, and did tell you from the outset. Of Sidon, there is much I don't know, even if I were a passable teacher. And of what I do know, there is much I cannot show you because of the shield. Of the other He paused at Rand's expression. Forsaken, I know even less. A poor deal you have managed for yourself, Lord Dragon. Unless you intend to bed me. I could hardly object, although I think that Lanfear would kill the both of us then.
Rand stood for a moment, pole-axed. His thoughts on that plan, he was sure, painted plainly on his face. Light, Lanfear after him was almost enough without adding Asmodian to the mix.
I will not be needing light.
The Forsaken shrugged and turned back to his harp. As the Lord Dragon commands, of course. Gentle music filled the air again. What had Rand gotten himself into? He was sometimes sick to death of being what he was, being who he was. Tal'Varen, the Dragon Reborn, the Karakarn, fulfiller of who knew how many other prophecies. Blood spilled on the rocks to save them, and he wished he could just go back to herding sheep. But it wasn't an option. Not anymore. The world came first, and the pattern held him in its grip more tightly than any person could ever hope to. He sighed and turned back to the window, trying to ignore the heat that pressed in on him. Closing his eyes, he let Asmodian's music wash over him, trying to let it distract him from everything that was hiding in his path. It was a light, pastoral tune, and it took him back, if only for a moment. He had a poor teacher, and perhaps a viper waiting to strike if it seemed he could. But at least for one moment, he could forget. And he doubted he could ask for much more.